KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off, taking a look at high school sports from last night. The Atlantic softball team picked up an 8-2 win over Creston in a Class 3A Region 4 semifinal game we had for you here on KJAN. The Trojans used strong pitching and some hot hitting streaks to advance to a regional final for the third straight season. Creston struck first with a leadoff single from Chloe Hagel that eventually scored, but the Trojans immediately responded as Atlantic ripped off four straight hits in the bottom of the first and brought home three runs to grab control of the lead and of the game. And afterwards, Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman said he loved the way that his team responded despite not being able to score first.
Yeah, we'd like to score first. That didn't happen tonight, but we did respond. That was huge as far as the confidence level goes for the girls. One of the things that we've attempted to try to do is to minimize innings. I thought we did a nice job of that again. Most teams, especially this time of year, are going to put runners on and get runners in scoring position. The teams get better and better as you move along, and that was the case tonight. And we shut things down and just allowed only the two runs.
Allie Anderson was phenomenal in the circle, allowing two runs on six hits with 11 strikeouts and two walks. After the game, Allie said she felt better about her performance compared to the Tuesday win over Shenandoah.
Yeah, I felt a lot better tonight. Obviously, I didn't Shan. Everyone is on tonight, and then my team hitting really helped, so I was just, like, confident. I was just hitting my spots better, and then obviously just getting a hit to our defense. They're a good hitting team, so we just got to not make any errors like we did.
Bailey Newell had a three-run night as she led off the game with a single and sparked a two-out rally in the fifth with a single. She was excited about the opportunity to play in that regional final on Monday.
We're beyond enthused. We're going to work hard these next 2 days and get ready for Clark because they're going to be a tough team, so we're excited.
Kaylee LeMasters took the loss for Creston, allowing six earned runs on seven hits and four strikeouts and seven walks. Creston ends the season at 12-19. Atlantic improved to 29-5 on the season and will next host Clark of Osceola on Monday in the Class 3A Region 4 final. Clark won their semifinal game 6-2 over Sheridan last night. And we'll have coverage of that regional final here on KJAN Monday, pregame at 6:40, first pitch at 7 o'clock here on the radio, online, and on the mobile app as well. Other regional semifinals last night in Class 3A, it was in Region 3, North Polk beating Kemper Catholic 5-1, and Roland Story topped Sadell 11-2. In Class 2A in Region 2, Mount Air topped Trainer 1-0. It was Logan Magnolia 9-4 over Underwood. And in Region 3, IKM Manning beat Panorama 8-1, and Earlham was a 4-1 winner over Ogden. In Class 1A, Region 6, Martinsdale St. Mary's 12-5 over Moravia, and Wayne was a 4-1 winner over Lennox. In Region 7, Glidden Ralston beat Grandview Christian 9-8 in 10 innings of play, and Collins Maxwell was a 4-0 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. In Region 8, Akron Westfield beat Westwood 6-4, and West Monona topped Riverside 1-0. Moving on to high school baseball scores from last night, and Atlantic played a split doubleheader yesterday. They lost their day game to Creston 6-3, turned around and won the nightcap by a final of 5-3 over Carroll. And also in other scores, ACGC beat Orion Maxburg 9-1. Thomas Jefferson was a 5-4 winner over St. Albert. Denison Schleswig 7-0 over Bellevue. Glenwood beat Abraham Lincoln 7-3. Harlan was a two-time winner over Lamar's 14-9 and 4-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's took two from Des Moines Hoover 15-7 and 17-1 in four innings. You'll be able to hear more about Atlantic softball and baseball coming up on our Saturday morning coaches show at 8:30 here this morning, as we'll have those full post-game interviews that we had last night with Atlantic head softball coach Terry Hensman, and then also with players Bailey Newell and Allie Anderson. And you'll also be able to hear from Atlantic head baseball coach Gaylord Schelling, as we caught up with him after the games yesterday as well. So tune in for that coming up at 8:30 here this morning. In Major League Baseball, in a night the slumping Giants broke out of their offensive funk and ended a four-game losing streak, second baseman Joe Panik was forced out of the game with a groin strain and is likely headed for the disabled list. Such is life for manager Bruce Bochy and his beleaguered ball club this year. Andrew McCutchen hit an RBI single to drive in Hunter Pence from second base in the seventh inning, and the Giants beat the Cardinals 3-2. But San Francisco's win was tempered by the loss of Panik, who was injured while running from first to third on Gorkys Hernandez's double in the fourth. Panik, a Gold Glove winner in 2016, missed 31 games this year with a sprained left thumb. His latest injury had Bochy and his staff scrambling to make roster moves after the game. Rookie Alan Hansen is likely the replacement until Panik returns. Pence reached on a pinch-hit single off of John Brebbia, leading off the seventh after Hansen sacrificed Pence to second and Posey was intentionally walked. McCutchen pushed a 2-2 pitch into left field to drive in the go-ahead run. Pablo Sandoval homered, Buster Posey singled twice, and Brandon Crawford scored on a wild pitch to help the Giants' slumping offense break out. Reyes Moranta retired one batter to earn the win. Will Smith pitched the ninth for his third save. Colton Wong had two hits and two RBIs for the Cardinals. St. Louis was limited to five hits after setting a season high with 18 on Friday. Cardinals and Giants again today, as right-handed pitcher Carlos Martinez will head to the mound for the Cards to go for his third consecutive win. Yeah, he pitched two-hit ball over nine innings, but left with a no decision the last time he faced the Giants on May 20th of 2017. Jeff Samardzija will come off the disabled list to pitch for San Francisco in his first start since May 29th. That'll be a 2:10 pregame this afternoon, first pitch at 3:05. Also in Major League Baseball yesterday, the Boston Red Sox have widened their lead in the AL East by blasting the Royals in Kansas City. Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, and Xander Bogaerts homered while the Red Sox were building an 8-0 lead by the second inning of a 10-5 trouncing of the Royals. Steve Pierce had three hits and an RBI for the Bo Sox, who are a major league leading 31 games over 500. Chris Sale was superb over six innings, striking out 12 and holding Kansas City to a run and five hits. Other baseball scores in interleague play, it was the Mets 5-1 over Tampa Bay, the Angels beat the Dodgers 3-2, and it was Colorado 7-1 over Seattle. In the American League, Toronto 6-2 over the Yankees, Detroit beat Texas 3-1, Cleveland 10-4 over Oakland, Houston beat the White Sox 11-4, Minnesota a 6-2 win over Baltimore. In the National League, Cincinnati beat the Cubs 3-2, Washington 3-2 over Miami, Philadelphia was a 17-5 winner over Pittsburgh, Milwaukee 5-4 over Atlanta, Arizona was a 3-1 winner over San Diego. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was Nashville beating Iowa 4-1 and Memphis 4-2 over Omaha. Those teams will play once again in night games here tonight, and they'll play once again as well on Sunday. Also, in other sporting notes, at Wimbledon, Roger Federer and Serena Williams have continued their impressive Wimbledon winning streaks. Federer has advanced to the fourth round with his 29th consecutive match victory at the All England Club, a 6-3, 7-5, 6-2 decision over Jan-Lennard Struff. Roger Federer won 37 of the 40 first serve points as he attempts to successfully defend his title and earn his ninth Wimbledon championship. Williams ran her Wimbledon winning streak to 17 matches by serving 13 aces while grinding out a 7-5, 7-6 victory over Kristina Maldanovic. And Williams is only past the Wimbledon champion remaining in the women's field as she seeks her eighth singles crown at All England. Friday's upsets included two American women as ninth-seeded Venus Williams and number 10 Madison Keys went down to defeat. And also, Williams lost to number 20 Kiki Bertens of the Netherlands, and Keys dropped her third-round match, fighting back from a second set and two breaks down before succumbing to Russian qualifier Evgenia Rodina, 7-5, 5-7, and 6-4. Third-round winners on the men's side included 8-seeded Kevin Anderson, number 9 John Isner, and unseeded American Mackenzie McDonald, but number 11 Sam Querrey was knocked out by Gael Monfils. And Isner is in the fourth round at Wimbledon for the first time, and McDonald is the first man to reach the fourth round in his Wimbledon debut since Nick Kyrgios in 2014. Seventh-seeded Carolina Pliskova and Julia Gorges advanced to the round of 16 on the women's side. At the World Cup, Brazil is the latest soccer powerhouse to fail in its bid to reach the World Cup semis. The five-time champions absorbed a 2-1 loss to Belgium in the quarterfinals. a Fernandino own goal and a perfectly executed finish from Kevin De Bruyne gave the Belgians a 2-0 lead by halftime. Belgium blanked the Brazilians until substitute Renato Augusto tallied in the 76th minute. Belgium will make its first semifinal appearance in 32 years when it faces France in St. Petersburg on Tuesday. The French earned a 2-0 win over Uruguay to reach the semis for the third time since winning the Cup in 1998. Raphael Varane gave France the lead with a header in the 40th minute. Antoine Griezmann capped the scoring when his shot bounced off the hands of the goalkeeper in the 61st. Saturday's quarterfinal matches will have Sweden taking on England and Croatia against Russia, the host country. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.